morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
April 16th, and it's 33 degrees out. Chuck writes it down when it's like great weather, and he's so impressed. Did you write it down today?
I didn't need to because I walked outside to bring in my recyclable bin, and it was frickin' freezing outside.
What day is recycling in your neighborhood?
Recycling and garbage, same day, Mondays.
Did you bring it in?
So he was. It had already been picked up.
I took
okay,
it out.
Gotcha.
I took it out last night.
I was
no
thinking maybe
Hoff,
it stayed over there.
I didn't think it was this complex.
The course of the week. Sorry.
I thought he left it out for the weekend.
Yeah, I kind of thought that's what you did. Usually it's at the end of the week, so I thought maybe it was a Thursday, and you let it stay out for the rest of the week.
But it makes more sense, though, to do it at the end of the weekend.
Yes.
People are drinking. Not me.
No.
But other people might
Chuck
have a bunch of bottles of liquor and beer and cans.
Pizza boxes.
And they would
recycle.
Then
yeah.
Take those out, yes.
Do you think people drive by your recycle bin? Just to see how bad you crushed it that weekend.
They would be pleasantly surprised sometimes. Although I've kind of switched to vodka lately instead of beer.
Let's talk
That's
about it.
Technically a little
healthier,
right?
Should we do a new Monday feature, Charlie's Recycling Bin?
I still want to
get it sponsored.
Clip off the Doug Elgin where he said, one more thing for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
I have to clip off the commish thing. Mets.
The commish was talking about... And I don't know if he accidentally said it, but I feel he did sort of an homage to the Midday Grind. Kamish did go, Mets.
It is a thing. That's a pretty famous clip. When Frank Thomas said that, it got some national play on all the blogs and the Deadspins and the Barstools for being just
yeah,
a ridiculous comment.
Yeah, but how often do you think the Kamish visits those websites?
I don't think
the Kamish wants to hear David Portnoy's thoughts on what Frank Thomas said at the end of the World Series.
And I can't help it now. When we're showing hockey highlights on Fox 2, like Jets. We actually showed Winnipeg, Minnesota last night, and we could have gone with the Caps game, but I thought, this way I'll get to say Jets. I mean, it's now influencing It's influencing our highlights. Well, they're also two divisional opponents
sure.
of the Blues, and Bruce Boudreau's team had played better in the first two games, even though they lost both of those games.
And he actually said that they deserved to win right there with the better team.
And then when the football season rolls around on a Sunday, we'll probably lead with the Jets.
Great squad.
Brooklyn Nets.
Absolutely.
But I don't think the commission, he'd be aware of that bite by Frank Thomas, but I don't think he knows that we do this constantly.
Mets have nothing to hold their heads down for, except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
The Reds have nothing to hang their heads down for, except they're terrible, and they're just throwing away a season.
Can we replay that real quick? Does he say the, or does he just say Mets?
Mets.
Yeah.
Have nothing to hold their heads down for,
Mets.
Except they didn't play that well, and they gave away this World Series.
It becomes increasingly critical as the bite goes on.
Cardinals.
Canceled tonight. I think they said the wind chill at first pitch tonight, and it was going to be an early start, a 6 o'clock start. It was scheduled to be like 28 or 29, the wind chill. The Cards-Cubs game tonight at Wrigley has been canceled. I think Jesse Rogers, Chicago ESPN, was the first to put it out there. So no game tonight. Not sure what the makeup date will be, but why not wait till a little later this summer?
I'm tired of this.
Did Flaherty pitch in that game in July or June or whatever they're going
Alex
back up
Reyes,
there?
Get Reyes in that game?
See? Let's postpone it.
You think Mo tries to do that when they talk about like the rescheduling? Like, oh, let's wait till some of our guys are better.
Didn't they accuse the Cubs of doing, the Brewers did,
mm-hmm.
when they banged a game last year, and Craig Counsell said it's the only rainout where my guys got sunburnt later in the day walking around Lake Michigan.
Gamesmanship, baby. I think the night before, the Cubs' bullpen had to cover something like 5 innings, and their bullpen was a little worn down, and Joe Maddon says, yeah, it's got to postpone this game today, even though it's 68 degrees out.
Now, was it La Russa? Who in a game against the Reds, they knew it was going to rain later, So they sent out a reliever to pitch the first inning, and then it rained for like 2 hours. And then for the second, they put in their starter.
Was it Miguel Batista?
I think it was. And I think Callum McClellan was the starter who was inserted for inning number two.
Okay, what the Cubs did was underhanded. What that move there is genius.
And I think Brian Price?
That's the line, I think.
Well, I guess it would have been Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker was bothered by
it. Yeah, one of those moves is underhanded. One of those moves is genius.
So no cards tonight, which means tomorrow we'll do your favorite French fry in the noon hour. We'll get to that. A lot to get to over the weekend. If you think about a Friday to a Monday for us, for what we do, three games will have transpired. Unless, of course, you're in Chicago and everything gets – or Minnesota.
Or Minnesota. Good God.
They played a game on Thursday. It was a four-game series, and the last three got snowed out. And then they get on a plane, and they're going to San Juan. Talk about different culture immediately. But for St. Louis fans, you go from Friday to Monday, and all of a sudden the Cardinals are like, eh, can you buy into it just because the Reds appear to be terrible? But you beat him, which is what you're supposed to do. And Carlos looks like the ace, and it's still that ballpark. Because you won these games, I'd say in fairly efficient manner. Certainly the one game the Reds couldn't find the strike zone, but it wasn't like you swept the Reds and it was 10-8 and 9-7. I think that part of it impressed me more than beating the Reds four straight.
Two close games and two not-so-close games. So, in my opinion, two entertaining games and two not-so-entertaining games. That's
really entertaining when the Reds are involved?
Okay, but I'm saying at least it's close enough where you're going to watch the whole nine innings. The first game, I mean, you're feeling sorry for the Reds.
Correct.
And even though we want the Cardinals to win, is a 13-2 or whatever it was, 13-4 game, are those really entertaining to watch after a while?
No, and I was thinking pace of play all weekend long. The Reds are killing Rob Manfred's pace of play. He's going to have a mandate from Manfred that says...
Manfred mandate.
All Reds games are now seven innings, okay? if they don't lead after seven, it's over. We just got to tighten this thing up.
They're horrible. They are horrible. You feel bad for them. You look at the stands. First of all, nobody's going anyway. Then you add a 2.5-hour rain delay. Did they just let people in? I mean, they should have just let homeless people in to try to fill the stands up. There was nobody there.
Why do you want to punish the homeless? Why do they have to go
watch? Haven't they suffered enough, Chuck?
See a ball game.
Why do they have to see the Reds play?
Catch a foul ball, maybe.
Sure, they can sing for fans in the stands, like the one that wanted to sing for Martin.
Sure, the homeless will really enjoy the $13 beers, $12 hot dogs.
Yeah, but there's some nachos left over in the stands. You can kind of...
Are they eating off the floor?
Yeah,
now?
You can find a half-eaten hot dog.
Why does Charlie hate the homeless?
I love homeless people.
So what happened?
Always
here?
Have.
We're trying to find out how to get more fans at a Reds game.
The Reds are awful.
Correct.
And you know what? You don't even look at their team and think they're going to get good in the next 2-3 years. I know Joey Votto made this great statement in spring training. If you're Joey Votto, honestly, and you're 15 games into the season, and you are hot garbage as a team, don't you think he wants to get moved at this point? Well, does he want it? Will they ever be good while he's there?
No. If he does want to get moved, though, he might want to start hitting.
He might want to hit better. Chuck, he does not have an extra base hit yet.
I understand that.
This season.
Paul Goldschmidt also the first 10 games wasn't very good either. I would bet on Joey Votto. Come on. He did look un-Joey Votto-like at times this weekend, though.
It's possible, and you're a professional, you're getting paid, but it's possible it could wear you down, too. When you're like, oh, my God. It doesn't even matter if I walk, because I'll probably walk a couple of times. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to score.
They're bad.
It is bad.
They're just horrible.
And nothing to look forward to tonight, because the Cards, Cubs, as mentioned, wiped out. It's setting up to be a historic season for postponements. Now, some of it probably is the early season start, because you started games in March, but also just this uncharacteristically cold, blizzards in the Northeast, all of that going on. I think last year the total was in the 20s for postponements, and this year, with this game tonight, we're probably in the low 20s already for games that are getting postponed. But you know what? If you're a Cubs fan or a Cardinal fan that's up there, you'd probably rather go back and see that game in June. You don't want to sit there tonight and just be miserable.
I was watching MLB Network today, and they have the ballpark cams for all the different stadiums, and you see Wrigley Field, and the entire field is blanketed in snow. And yesterday, what, six games postponed? Killing fantasy baseball, by the way, all these players not playing. So, it's one of those things where we always talk about early in the season, playing the domes, playing the South, playing the West Coast, but also – we're, what, 2.5 weeks into the season? I mean, you can't expect...
2.5 weeks into the season!
Right, but you can't expect for all of these teams, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Detroit, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Are you going to have all these teams play their first 15 games on the road? I mean, that doesn't make sense either.
Midday Grind brought to you by Offenburg Hyundai, located in O'Fallon, Illinois. In the market for a new car, stop by, get the great service that's been associated with the Offenburg name for years. On top of that, a great product, the Hyundai brand. First manufacturer that did the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. They started it, others followed suit. Two-time North American Car of the Year. That's right, the top designers said they have the best car. They did that with the Elantra. They did that with the Genesis. So award-winning cars, great service, great combination at Offenburg Hyundai. O'Fallon, Illinois, Highway 64, about 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. Greenmount Road is the exit. Boy, that O'Fallon area has grown a ton. And you can see Offenburg Hyundai right there from the highway. Start the search online, OffenbergHyundai.com.
Martin, we bring this up about every 3 or 4 months, but I looked up the article about the start we were talking about with the Reds and the Cardinals, April 23rd, 2011. So obviously, Cardinals win the World Series. Did they only get in by one game that year?
Yes.
So
last
think about this.
This game
could have been the game that hinged that whole season. You have Miguel Batista. He was announced as the starter 15 minutes before game time on a Friday night. Then they held out Kyle MacLellan until later. Batista threw only 6 pitches before the game was halted for a while due to rain. The Reds' scheduled starter, Edison Volquez, warmed up. Then the storm hit. He's replaced by Matt Maloney, a guy we've never heard of, who entered with a 7.45 ERA. Cardinals win the game. Tony being Tony.
And Dusty says, that's not fair. Like, well, why?
Because they looked Why didn't you do that?
They looked at the radar. And speaking of teams,
and then Brian Price, the pitching coach, is like, one day I hope to be the manager of the Reds. And he just never knew how bad it would get.
I forgot. So he's had a long run there.
Yeah.
He's absorbed a lot of L's. But in terms of teams not preparing or giving themselves the best chance to win, how about last night, Sunday Night Baseball? And flipping around, I think 590 was in a break. So I heard this.
Mm-hmm.
John Shambi. Is it Shambi?
Boog.
I know.
Shambi.
John Shambi and Chris Singleton.
Singy.
We're talking about Verlander going to the Astros. And apparently Verlander, they said during the World Series, we did one of our sit-down interviews, and Verlander talked about how Houston has so much data. And like, yeah, we know. We tried to look at it. And talking about how they have so many analytical stats that are spit out, which we know that's the Jeff Luno background. But Verlander told them he was kind of pissed at the Tigers. He said, I've been in the big leagues like more than 10 years. How come I didn't have all this information? They're telling this story in part of the coverage of the game, the Astros and Rangers. And I'm laughing out loud thinking, how bad do the Tigers look? Verlander says, man, how come we didn't know any of this? You start picturing like the Tigers and Lee and like, what? I don't know. He's got like a forkball or something. He swings on the first pitch. Like, yeah, do we have any data on that? Do we got any computers? Nah, the boys are playing Wii out back.
Think about that though. Jim Leland.
Not
old
his fault.
School. No, but this is a guy smoking darts, basically, in the hallway, in the tunnel between the clubhouse and the dugout, wearing spikes. This is an old school manager, but I do love that. The Tigers are like, yeah, we really focus on batting average and RBIs and triple crown categories. Meanwhile, the Astros have all these nerds crunching numbers.
I would like Verlander to, I'd like to hear more on that topic because it was pretty funny. He's like, he gets to Houston. He's like, wow. Where'd you get all this information from? And they're like, well, we have a department that, you know, prints all that. I was like, wow, I've been 13 years with the Tigers. I've never seen any of this.
Tigers have a bunch of old scouts eating hoagie sandwiches. Like, hey, yeah, this guy's got great stuff. Tell you what.
There's an older coach. He's got the old bike shorts unbuttoned, and he's just sitting there. Hey, can I borrow your laptop? Laptop? You want a lap dance? No, a laptop. I wanted some more information.
He has an old briefcase. Full of papers.
Yeah, what if you're a pitcher going from one franchise to Detroit, like you're Jordan Zimmerman? You go from Washington to the Tigers, and you ask for some information. They're like, what's that? What? What's his opponent's, you know, OPS? What?
Like, yeah, we don't really get into it.
On base plus slugging. Slugging?
Is that new school? We're just kind of old school around here. We like it old school. Midday Grind also brought to you by Kenilwood. Chuck's dog Otis featured over the weekend online.
Absolutely, and I have the report card right here because we took Otis to Kenilwood yesterday for day camp and grooming the Mason Lane location, and I'm going to read it for you here. He got a bath or groom looks and smells wonderful. I feel great. And I don't think Otis said that, but they checked the box there.
You feel great or the dog feels
Otis great? And myself for looking at Otis and knowing that he feels great. A nail file, they look and feel great. And then at the back here, he got an A, Martin. Absolutely perfect. Otis is so good and so sweet. Loves his bath, too. Looks great. Love Diane, the fine trainer and groomer there over at Kennelwood Pet Resorts. One of our favorite spots. I got the Invisible Fence brand as well installed, and Otis is loving that as well. They have a new location in Chesterfield opening April 23rd. They've just moved across the plaza to 88 Clarkson Wilson Plaza. This new space has all been renovated, and they're pleased to offer a new larger indoor day camp space with viewing from the lobby. Kennelwood has a whole grand opening week planned for the 23rd through the 27th. All kinds of activities, Martin. You love this. You have complimentary Yo Pup frozen yogurt treats on Monday, complimentary paw print photographs on Tuesday, April 24th, a free spa bundle with the purchase of a bath or a groom on Wednesday, Hollywoof day camp party on Thursday, and Kennelwood Training Alumni Day on Friday. All kinds of activities. We love Kennelwood Pet Resorts.
All right, you know, I try not to get into, like, the Twitter wars and go back and forth unless I'm in the right.
What you do?
If somebody calls me out and I'm wrong, then I have to eat it. So we had the Grandmaster Chess Champion on Fox 2 Game Day. He lives in St. Louis. He grew up in the Brooklyn area, but he's living here, obviously, with the chess center here. And his name is Fabiano Caruana, and we had him on the show. And so I tweet out, you know, hey, please watch. We've got Fabiano here.
Was there a chess pun like checkmate, watch, game day at 10:30?
I think at the beginning of the show, I said, chess, anyone? We'll get to that. But first, the Blues to unpack their season. But I'm reading, so if you Google anybody that you're going to have on a show, you can do some homework on him. I didn't know a whole lot about his career. Do you consider The Guardian? It's a London paper, right?
Sure.
Isn't The Guardian?
Maybe.
Are they a legit outlet, wouldn't you say? The Guardian?
Yeah.
I think it's a legitimate paper. The American Grandmaster, Fabiano Caruana, will challenge Magnus Carlsen, World's Chess Championship in London this fall, after winning the Candidates Tournament in the final round in Berlin. Next paragraph. No player born in the United States has won or even competed for a world championship since Bobby Fischer in 1972. That's what jumped out at me. Like, wow, how? Because I don't know in the world of chess, how historic is that we have an American playing for the world title? No player born in the United States has won or even competed for a world championship. So I tweeted it out, and the chess police have come back at me here.
Oh, no. You don't piss off the chess police, Martin.
So I got a guy. So I tweeted out Sunday morning, and it's my mistake because I misspelled Bobby Fischer. I should have looked it up. But it's 8:30. I'm having coffee. I'm like, oh, crap, I haven't promoted a game day yet. I got to tweet out a picture. So the tweet back said, and he didn't do it till today, but he said, except that it's Fischer, not Fisher, and corrected the spelling, and Caruana, not Caruana. I misspelled the kid's name, which is both my fault. There's no excuse. And also that Gata Komsky played for a world title in 96 against Anatoly Karpov.
I knew that.
Oh, you're going to get yelled at for mispronouncing that name probably.
And then somebody wrote, Karpov, of course. And I don't know if they're being sarcastic.
I'm guessing they are.
But I want to say, sloppy on my part, I should have spelled the names correctly. There's no excuse for that. But if you go online, he needs to really go after. There's a ton out there, and it's saying that this guy is the first American since Bobby Fischer to contend for a world championship. I wonder if Gata Komsky wasn't American-born. Maybe that's the distinction. But do I want to get into a pissing match
yes.
with the chess
yes.
people is the
yes.
question.
Do it.
For the show content, yes, you should do that. But yeah. also, look, if you're a person out there, if you're Mr. Spelling or Grammar Correcting Person on social media, I hate those people. Why do you do that? Everybody gets it. Sometimes you have autocorrect. Sometimes you're tweeting on the run or whatever. People understand your message. They know what you're talking about with Bobby Fischer. I'll look up this guy and see. Maybe, as you said, he was born overseas and then moved to the United States.
Martin, I'm just going to say this. Cardinals, Cubs rained out. Blues aren't playing right now.
You need this.
Kind of a slow time for St. Louis sports. I think we need you to get on the bad side of chess Twitter.
He's the founder of chessvibes.com. And again, he's right. I should have spelled the names right.
Bobby Fischer's crazy. It's okay. You're fine.
But the tone.
He was crazy.
Except that it's Fischer, not Fischer. Caruana, not Caruano. And that Gata Komsky played for a world title in 96 against Anatoly Karpov. Sure. So it's clearly, and I appreciate sarcasm, it's clearly condescending.
We're going to have at the end of the day, in the middle of the show, Gadakomsky was born in Russia.
See?
And I have one guy who's now chiming in on the conversation. His avatar, his photo, it's not him at a baseball game. It's just that of a knight, I believe that is. Is that a knight or a rook? What am I looking at right there?
It's one of the two.
It's not, no, that's, is that a knight?
What's a horse?
What's the horse?
The horse is a knight.
It's a knight.
Okay.
It's a knight.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Martin's going to get in a fight with chess Twitter, not knowing what the chess pieces are.
Look at this.
And then misspelling them.
There's no excuse. I mean, as I sat there drinking coffee, I should have looked up the Fisher Caruana. That's a mistake. Typo. It's a typo. But when he said, accept that. And then you read online, everything written out there says first since Bobby Fischer. And the young man sat next to me, and I introduced him, and I said, the first American since Bobby Fischer.
It would have been funny if he corrected you right in the beginning. Well, actually, sir, if you know about Adachomsky or whatever the hell his name is, what's his name?
We're giving Hoff a lot to kind of unpack for the end of the day.
How was the interview, though? I didn't watch it yet.
Great.
Of course, I DVR'd it, and I will watch it
Thank
back. But
Chuck
how
loves
was it?
Chess. He always follows chess in St. Louis.
No, it was great. It's a fascinating story. 14-year-old kid becomes a grandmaster in chess, goes and plays in Europe for a while, and at the time, he was the youngest American and Italian. He could claim both. To become a grandmaster.
Why hasn't Frank interviewed him?
I wonder if Frank's going to be all over this. Isn't it Fabiano?
Okay. Caruana. Fabiano. Last night, he used rook to knight 2 to win. That's not a chess strategy, Charlie. You don't even know what that means.
If you had one chess piece to protect your family, which one
would it be the queen?
Now,
the king?
Obviously, I'm going to go online or go back and watch this because I want to give you the click. But what did you ask him? What were your questions to the chess grandmaster?
Grandmaster.
I'm a Game of Thrones fan.
Except
Sorry,
that
Maester.
It's Grandmaster. No, he was great. And the story is fascinating. He grew up in Brooklyn, ended up in St. Louis because we have the Chess Club of St. Louis. But how do you get involved in the sport? Started at a really young age. How well does he know his opponent, a guy from Norway? Of course, we had video of Magnus Carlsen. Who was he? And I said, do you watch old matches you played against? Like, video is big in all the sports. He said, absolutely. I'll go back. And he goes, and I watch for tendencies. But then I said, we're insecure St. Louis people. You live here. You're not from here. And he said he lives in the West End, loves Forest Park, and loves all the activity in the West End.
Loves how affordable the city is, low cost of living.
He said he's pissed that Stanton didn't come here, brought that up.
Hates Amazon.
Mostly about the game of chess, how do you get involved, but also playing and the pressure involved. He said when they play in London, it's spectators are allowed. He said they typically put them in a giant glass box. And I said, that's got to feel kind of
weird.
They do that with the Reds, too. They're just so you can't hear the woo guy.
So I'm wondering here, and I'll look this up.
It's a fascinating
but...
story, but I apologize for getting the names wrong, but then just the tone. Accept that. How about the fact that you're a chess geek? You should be excited that we're talking about chess.
There we go. Reply with that right now. Call him a chess geek and say he's unworthy of your coverage.
So you're a chess geek. I'm sorry. We did have a couple of mistakes. As far as the overall Bobby Fischer element, you may want to go to The Guardian and other outlets that are reporting it this way. But just calm down.
There's a mansplaining. This is chess-splaining. Where it's like, well, actually.
That sounds like Mo-splaining.
Yeah. I'm wondering, though, if you're the best chess player in the world or one of the best chess players, is this guy, I mean, can he make millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars?
That's a great question, Chuck. The World Championship, which is happening in November in London, I believe it's £1 million on the line, which is $1.4 million U.S. dollars.
Mm.
So there you go.
Dang.
And there you have it. I don't know if it's online, but support the interview and boycott chessmate.com.
Support the interview.
Boycott.
I'm kidding, of course. Clearly, we have a lot to get to. One of the topics, five for Frank, was related to the Reds fans doing the woo, which is now, it's Cardinal fans do it too. What is your least favorite ballpark activity by fans? Hoffman and I said we're both complainers about the people that get up in the middle of the inning. You got the wave, which is really stupid. You have people that leave early, which, they're getting blown out. Doesn't bother me.
This is particular for St. Louis because I don't know how we have this, but it's prevalent. The worst part are fans who criticize you for trying to just be a fan and, you know, stand up and cheer when something big happens in the game. How dare you emote and, you know, bend your knees a little bit.
those are the worst, and for some reason St. Louis seems to have the market cornered on old people who don't want to look around you when something incredible happens.
Fan policing.
Unbelievable.
Sit down. Don't boo. He used to play here. We're the best fans. You stand up and cheer the opposing pitcher. He just gave up 6 runs in 2 1/3.
He was a September call-up in 2007.
Give him a nice hand, that poor fella. Let him know.
Sit down. It's game 6, and we're down by 4.
You bring up the fact about people getting up to go to the bathroom. What bothers me, let's say you're at a Cardinals game, and you're in one of those really long rows. So let's say it's myself, my wife, we're sitting there, and let's say we're kind of in the middle, right? Or maybe we're just like 60% in. So if you look to one side, there's like 13 other people. You look to the other side, and let's say there's 8. It always pisses me off the people that they miscalculate. You go to where you bother the fewest amount of people.
Do a little math.
Correct. You don't go 13 people over if you can go 8 over the other way, and that bothers me.
Do you point that out? Only 8 that way. You got 13 this way. Look, think about it. That way. Why is this
but
guy
come on
yelling
now.
At me?
That's simple
now,
math.
Here's the question. Will you be as mad as me if it's 8 that way, but 7 of them are old? It's 13 this way, but you're all in your 30s.
Yeah, you take that into account for sure. Absolutely.
Text topic at 855-282-8255. That's the text topic of the day, Charlie. 855 annoying fan traits, 282-8255.
We have a lot of text coming in on these topics. Power play dance. Power play dance is the stupidest thing ever, according to someone from the 314.
Yeah.
This is pretty good. Kind of off topic, but what would Spags say thinking Bobby Fischer was Jeff Fischer?
Are you going to take it?
You go first. See, I thought it was initially a Jeff Fischer impersonation ask, but it's actually a Spags ask.
Now, real quick here. Now, was Bobby Fischer the guy?
Are they still searching for him?
They went to the Super Bowl.
Was that a movie?
Now, is the knight the one that you can move diagonally, and can the queen can do whatever she wants, but the king can only move once? I don't like that.
Now, is it Bobby Fischer or Jeff Fischer who's anti-Semitic? Which one is it?
Baldwin Bottom Feeder asks, thoughts on the Cardinals conga line. So that's kind of along the lines of things that happen in the game. Right. I like it. For years, we saw the whole line where they would do the double hand clap there, right? Then at the end, Carlos Martinez would throw the water. Seems like we're not doing that anymore. Now you have a conga line.
I was burnt out on the water in the face thing. Mm-hmm. I still like the ignore move. Like Ohtani, I like that when they just act like nothing ever happened. And then they all start jumping around. But the conga line is
silent treatment.
It's fine. I have no problems with that. Now, you're telling me the rook?
Well, what you do is the rook actually flies ahead of the team for a couple days and stays at the hotel.
Now, hold on a second. Is Bobby Fischer spelled correctly on that tweet? Is it F-I-S-C-H-E-R? And is Fabiano? Did Martin spell that correctly? Because I see Chess Twitter is not too happy with it.
Now, if they're in St. Louis, Marie will probably make a pie and take it over to the chess club, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, Martin, I don't want to correct you, but I think Gadakomsky played for the American title.
Was he born in the United States of America? Was he born in Russia, then came over?
Reggie, look that up real quick for the end of the day. All right, clearly.
Hold on. We have
a lot
one more.
To get to on the midday grind.
Don Caesar texts in and says, what would Spags do if he was perfectly in the middle of a row and had to be passed? Oh man.
Now, wait a minute. There's 8 that way.
There's 8 this way.
No, the beauty of Spags is you could just pick him up and pass him, okay? And make it a lot easier.
He's like a hot dog being passed down the aisle.
We had Michael Strahan on years ago. Frank and I were talking to him, and Frank said, give us your impressions of our coach here. You had him in New York, Steve Spagnuolo. And Michael Strahan said, oh, man, I love Spag. We just pick him up and toss him around.
So lovable.
That's what he said.
So cute.
Our streak is alive. We asked Bruce Beck from NBC New York on Friday about Spags. The streak continues. All right, a lot to get to before we're up against the break. It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan.
So I guess it's over, baby, and deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop and somehow go?
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis.